Shabbos Perek Tes, Mishnah Hey, 9-5. We now return to the topic that we had been discussing in the 8th Perek of the various quantities that were required of various items in order to be liable for Hotzah. We started here by talking about wood, Hamotzi Eitzim. If one transfers wood, the amount he would need to transfer it to be liable is Kedei Levashel Beitza Kala, enough to cook a chicken egg. This is the same as we saw back with the reeds back in the 8th Perek. Same idea. Again, it's, you know, the easiest to cook egg, meaning the chicken's egg. If it's trufa, that means it's scrambled with a bit of oil in the ilfas, the preheated pan, etc. It's all the same. There's no difference in the wood and the reed from before. Remember, that was a broken reed that was not usable as a quill. The reason why the Mishnah repeats it here, even though a reed essentially is wood, is because you might have thought that wood has other applications besides for firewood purposes, like to use in a lock or a key or something. But the Mishnah says no, that kind of quantity of wood is not considered to be useful at all. Next, tavlin. Tavlin are spices. When we say spices, don't think of oregano, etc. The spices that the Mishnah has in mind always are things that are much more bold tasting and robust, like ginger or pepper, like peppercorns, etc. So those are kedei l'tavel beitza kala, enough pepper to spice up one single scrambled egg, that would be sufficient. Umitztarf in zeh emzeh, and if you had two different types of spices, so since if you had, let's say, salt actually isn't a spice, but so to speak, salt and pepper, and you would have half of the amount for salt for egg and half amount of pepper for an egg, so you'd be liable. Again, it's not really salt, so it would be like ginger or something like that. Okay, but the point is that if you can combine the two different types together. Next, klipe egozim, klipe ramonim, istatis, and pua. These are four different plant materials that are used to make dyes, D-Y-E, dyes. So the klipe egozim, makes green dye. Klipe ramonim is, klipe egozim are the husks or shells of certain nuts to make a green dye. Klipe ramonim are the rinds of a pomegranate to make some kind of, I guess, red or purple dye. Istatis is woad, that makes a blue dye. And pua, that's translated as matter, makes a red dye. So all those, kdei litzboa bahen beged katan shebisvavacha. It's enough to produce dye to dye even like the smallest bit of garment. That is to say, this savacha that the women wear had like some sort of little patch of fabric on top of it or something. And so even to make one little patch of fabric that would be useful for something, that's the amount of dye we're talking about here. So enough dye stuff to make that dye. Note that the Gemara speaks out, dye itself, the amount is much smaller, because to make even like a swatch, a sample, to show someone else, like a color sample, would be enough of dye. But this is the material to make a dye, and no one would make dye just to make a swatch. So that's why it's a larger amount, enough to make the smallest of the textiles that need to be dyed. Okay, next we have a number of chemicals. These chemicals are essentially used as detergents. There's a Mishnah in Maseches Nida that talks about using seven different types of reagents, you know, chemicals, to test if a stain is a blood stain, in fact. So five of those detergents are mentioned here in our Mishnah. They are meraglaim, which is urine. So urine is high in ammonia content and was used as a detergent. In fact, in ancient Rome, they had like public urine basins, let's call them, which they would then take the urine from the public basins would be taken to the laundromats to do laundry, etc. Neser is either, according to Bartanura, it's alum, which is aluminum potassium sulfate, and others learn that it's saltpeter, whatever it is, it's a kind of chemical. Boris is another kind of, it's some kind of soap that's made of it's a plant-based detergent, not clear what it is exactly. Kimonia, also not sure what it is. The Bartanura interestingly translated it as alkali. That's an Arabic word, he says, I'm not sure exactly what it is. Ashlag, even the Bartanura says, lo hasparshli maze, no one explained to me what this is. I don't know what this even is. Okay, but these chemicals, for all those things, are, you'd be liable if it would be enough, to wash the smallest of the smallest of the garments, meaning that very little patch of fabric that was used on the woman's sevacha as a decorative element. So to wash and launder one of those, that's how much you would need of those of these different detergents. Rabbi Yehuda says no. Kedei lahavir al hakesem. Rabbi Yehuda once again giving more lenient shirim. He says just enough to take on a blood stain to test, like in the lab, to see if it's blood or not. It would be enough. That's a smaller shear, of course, so just a little bit to see if the blood is removed. But the lacha again does not follow Rabbi Yehuda, but rather the Tanakhama.